That's correct. And well, they deny it.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a book on denying history, who says the Holocaust never took place, and why did they say it? And that's an issue that we all have to deal with, because if they can deny the Holocaust, they can deny the history of any group.
Exactly.
So it's not a just an issue of that.
Exactly.
And with the Iranians, they really want to destroy the Jews. But until the Islamic Republic can actually embark on the destruction of the Jews, denying the Holocaust prepares the world for this, for the extermination of the Jews.
Well, Iran tried to destroy the Jews under Persian control, and it was that wicked Haman, an Agagite, who came in and tried to destroy all of the Jews in that day, and now we've got another one sitting there, president of Iran. I see, as we wrap up, Alex, you're an Orthodox Jew, and as I talk with Jewish people and I read every single day the publications coming out of Israel, what I'm seeing and hearing is that there is a growing messianic fervor. Even among the seculars, there is this messianic expectation that this is a moment in time in history like no other.
I believe that that's probably the case, and I hope it is, because we surely need some type of a saving redemption at this point.
Yeah. Well, you know, frequently we end a program here saying pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We did that yesterday as we talked about the reunification of Jerusalem. And I would encourage our listeners today to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the place where God called, said he would place his name there. And friends, that's why there is such a battle. Ultimately, as Alex has said, it is a spiritual battle. No matter what we pretend, it all boils down to a massive spiritual battle. Get a copy of his book. It's a hardbound book, $20, The Palestinian Right to Israel. Actually, he means just the opposite of that. You're going to get a view of history that you need to have for such a time as this. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, just as Isaiah said should happen. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, or Yerushalayim.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you...
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Betty Martini, who spent the last 20 years or so fighting to try to expose the danger of aspartame and its devastating effect on the health of our people. Hi, Betty. How are we doing?
Oh, just fine, Dr. Stan. Happy to be back with you.
Has it really been 20 years? How long has it been?
Yes, it has. thought about it the other day.
Well, are we making some progress, or are you making some progress? You know, we've been talking to you probably for 10 years about this, and I think that at least the people who listen to our programs realize what a deadly poison this is, but how are you doing across the country? I know you've tried to get legislation, too, in Hawaii and certainly, New Mexico or Arizona, somewhere there?
Yes, we've tried different ways. Of course, the whole idea of this, when I got started, was I knew that nobody had the billions to fight these monsters, and the whole idea was to save as many lives as we could, and we've certainly done that over the last 20 years. And then we've tried to get it banned, of course, and out of Hawaii, out of New Mexico, and we've worked with the UK. Now, there is breaking news in the UK. You know, the European Food Safety Authority did another review. We give them such a hard time. And, of course, as expected, they came back and said it was safe. You know, and I asked them, I said, you know, we have independent studies for 30 years. They all show that it's unsafe. How do you come up with saying that it's safe? And, of course, they don't answer that. But now there's been some changes. Jim McDonald of the UK Aspartame Awareness Campaign has worked with methanol for 35 years. And, of course, we've always argued over this free methanol. But we found out that the FDA never did what is called a NOAEL, N-O-A-E-L, which means no observable adverse effect level. They have to do that in order to find an allowable daily intake. And they finally did admit to me that they didn't do it, which is illegal. They just did it on the whole molecule instead of the methanol.
And I think it's important for our listeners to understand that the aspartame eventually breaks down, and one of the end products is methanol. Go right ahead.
Okay, so now, and it's free methanol, and what we have fought is this absurd propaganda, oh, there's more methanol in oranges. But, of course, in nature, methanol is accompanied by ethanol, classic antidote to methanol toxicity, and it's bound to pectin and takes it safely out of your body. So you don't die of methanol poisoning because you eat an orange. But in aspartame, it's free. It converts to formaldehyde and formic acid. And as you know, we've mentioned before, Diane Fleming is in prison because her husband died of methanol poisoning using aspartame.
Well, you were actually told at one time by an FDA official it was really all about population control. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's what he told me. I said people are sick and dying all over the world. He says, we know, so what? We have to depopulate.
We know, so what? We have to depopulate. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand there is a covert population control agenda at the present time. In my estimation, they probably killed between 1 and 2 billion people. They're killing people today. They intend to kill people, most of the people in the world. In fact, one of our listeners recently heard Ted Turner say, we've got to kill 95% of the population. Go right ahead, Betty.
Okay, so anyway, now there's been, you know, there's been 3 Ramazzini studies showing aspartame to be a multi-potential carcinogen. And then
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They know how toxic it is. They just don't want you out there in the audience to realize there is a population control agenda. And Betty was actually told by a high-ranking FDA official, it's all about population control. There are too many people in the world. I mean, these people should be tried before the criminal bar of justice at The Hague for genocide. They've already killed between 1 and 2 billion people. They're killing children and people today, and they intend to kill off most of the world. In fact, I'll be having dinner, I think, on Saturday night with a woman who snuck into a meeting where Ted Turner, recently within the last month, Ted Turner was giving a talk to a small select group and talked about the necessity of eliminating 95% of the world's population. He's a little more radical. A number of people have suggested 90 to 95%, but he wants 90%, 95%. He is one of the richest men in the world, the largest single landowner in the entire United States, Ted Turner, a name that certainly should be put on the list of disgrace. But go right ahead, Betty.
And, well, as you're talking about that, you know, when Dr. Blaylock reviewed these studies, a personal message to me, he said the same thing. This goes right along with the depopulation agenda. And, of course, I live in Georgia, and not very far from the Georgia Gadstone, which, again, tell you that they want to get rid of, I think, according to these 8 plaques of granite, 92% of the population. We went down there and took pictures of it. It's on like 5 acres, and it was bought by somebody called Christian, and it was anonymous, you know, obviously probably the Rockefeller people, but, just absolutely sitting up there, granite stones, telling the world about depopulation.
Basically, the wording is maintain humanity at 500 million in perpetual
right.
balance with nature. That's the wording there on
exactly.
In 8 different languages there engraved on those on the two sides of the 4 giant gravestones. But they call them the guidestones, but maybe we ought to call them gravestones. They know what they're doing. They intend to kill off most of the world's population. That's the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton. If you don't believe there's a secret societies out there, everybody in Elberton knows these were erected by a secret society, but nobody knows what secret society. But go right ahead, Betty.
And, you know, and my husband figured it out based on, you know, the population of how many people there are in the world today, that it comes down to about 92%. But it's an astonishing thing to see, and you actually have to ask where they are, because the city doesn't like it being there, and there's just a tiny little sign on the highway that says Georgia Guidestones. And they keep pretty quiet about it because they're ashamed that somebody would put up such a thing.
Well, you know, basically I went and visited probably 12, 14 years ago. And it was interesting. When you ask people about the Georgia Guidestones, they were immediately very defensive until you let them know that you disapproved of it and that you were a Christian, and then they would open up. I mean, this predominantly Christian community, and
right.
They know that this is satanic. You go to the library and get out the file on the Georgia Guidestones, and they've had satanic parties there, naked parties, you know. The UFOs have been seen hovering over the top of the Guidestones. I mean, it really, you begin to realize, of course, the occult influence of organized evil.
Right.
There at the Georgia Guidestones, because the secret society, we could do a program on that some other time, but we know what the secret society was, and of course we've read the material put out by the gentleman who had it built, he called himself R.C. Christian, but that wasn't his real name.
No, of course not.
But of course it's all secret. We cannot, because you're not going to see this, you know, on your local television station. The last thing they want is for the public to know there really are secret societies, and they really do intend to kill off most of the world's population. And aspartame is one of the things that utilizing. Well, anyway, you said that Dr. Blaylock had actually gone over this material and certainly agrees that this is all part of the population control agenda.
Yeah, he actually admitted it. And also, you know, if we go, I'm here in it, I'm in Duluth, Georgia, but if you go down here to Madison, Georgia, then you find 100,000 plastic coffins sitting out, the Georgia coffins. And you wonder what they have planned down here. My husband made a book out of it, all the different things that they're using. But aspartame is killing so many people. And when the methanol issue came up, you know, now there is another case. Someone else has been indicted where another woman was just using every product there was on aspartame, and she too died of methanol poisoning. And then a couple of years ago, another woman died of methanol poisoning, but she didn't die immediately. Mary Kay, and the police were right behind the door saying when she died, they were going to go after her husband and her granddaughter, and this is what she told me. And of course she lived through it at that time and told them it was the aspartame, and then she died about a year later. She was diabetic, and of course there was just too much damage. She couldn't come out from under. And before that there was another one. So as you see, people are dying from the methanol and aspartame. Although, of course, this is not the only thing. You got aspartic acid and excitotoxin. You got 50% phenylalanine, which is a neurotoxin when you isolate it, especially at 50% of the molecule. And then that depletes serotonin, and so that causes all these psychiatric behavioral problems. And then aspartame interacts with all antidepressants. So you've got all these different problems that make up Dr. Roberts' medical text of 1,000 pages of diseases. And today somebody, you know, is about to lose their wife that is so upset with the glioblastoma because the molecule breaks down to a brain tumor agent. And to think that the European Food Safety Authority, they had a call for data, and you sent them in study after study after study. They all show aspartame is not safe, and the aspartame industry has so much influence and power that when they tell them, you know, say aspartame is safe, they do it. And they were caught on the review before that. It was European Commission on Food, and there's a company over there called OLAF, O-L-A-F, which is the anti-fraud people in Europe. And they found out that there was no committee that made the decision, that there was one person. And, of course, I flew over there and gave them all the damning information, and they just completely deleted it.
I wonder, would there be any way that we could get a case before the Hague, you know? They're always trying to get somebody, criminal activity. I mean, they've got this fellow down in Serbia. He ordered a murder, I think, of, what, 5,000 men and children. Aspartame, I'm sure, has killed countless millions. Why don't you, is there anybody who has the courage to bring this before the court at The Hague and basically...
That's in Holland, right?
Well, I'm not sure where it is. Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, because we've sent information over there. Very interesting that they sent over here a group from Holland to do a documentary. And when they went back, they wouldn't even let it show it over there. We have a Mission Possible Holland, and this, we can't get anything done over there.
Well, I want to tell our listeners that Betty Martini is going to be one of the featured speakers at the conference we're having on the 23rd of October. And she's going to come out to Aptos, and certainly she's going to give a talk, and we're going to get good DVDs of this, and you're going to want to hear what she has to say, because there's nobody who knows this subject better. This is one of the major things they're using for population control, and she was told this by a high-ranking FDA official. Why in heaven's name would he tell you that?
Well, it was, I guess he figured I wouldn't tell anybody, but he was very, very arrogant. But he said he called because of the imminent health hazard petition that I did in 2007. You know, laws don't mean anything to the FDA. They serve above the law. And when you file an imminent health hazard petition, they only have a week or 10 days to answer it, because it means, you know, this is killing people. And like, you know, Dr. Alamany told me when I was in Barcelona, who did the Croco study, he says this is going to kill, Betty, 200 million people. And, of course, I believe that it already has.
To kill 200 million people, and that's a probably very, very conservative estimate.
Yes, I believe it's already killed that many.
They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They've already killed between 1 and 2 a billion people now, certainly not just with aspartame, but certainly all their various machinations that they've used. I mean, suppressing cancer treatments, pushing programs that increase incidence of cancer, of course, creating terrible, horrible new diseases, poisoning our food, pushing abortion, contraception, various forms of sterilization. Certainly all the things they're doing to lower the male sperm count. They know what they're doing. How could they get away with it? Why isn't this a subject on the news every evening? Why, we have freedom of the press in America. That means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to, and that's just what they're doing. Go right ahead, Betty.
Incidentally, it was back when I filed the citizen's petition to ban, which they have 180 days to answer that. That was 9 years ago. And so...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Autistic children. Could you imagine the tragedy of that? It didn't kill them, it just destroyed their life and the lives of the parents. And he said that this is a very, very consistent finding, that the people who are using these products on a regular basis are having autistic children. So it may be more than simply the vaccines. Of course, we know that, for instance, the Amish children, the Mennonite children, are not vaccinated. We know the Amish children do not get the autism, and I'm sure in part because they don't take the vaccines, but I'm sure in part because they do not drink these contaminated things, these poisoned things like Diet Cola, and certainly they don't take all these medications that are given to the kids. Do you realize, of course, that all these childhood medications and chewing gum and food for children and baby food, they all have aspartame in them. Why? So they'll do the maximum damage, ladies and gentlemen. So they'll do the maximum damage. Go right ahead, Betty.
Well, some time ago, Dr. Blaylock did an interview, and he happened to mention adjuvant. And he said all adjuvants cause the same thing. They cause ALS they cause autism, they cause Parkinson's, MS, lupus, this sort of thing. So here, aspartame is an adjuvant, just like what's in vaccines. So you can understand that the vaccines and aspartame is what is causing this. Also,
now, I want to make this clear. What you're saying is that there is aspartame in some of the vaccines they're giving to children. Is that correct?
Well, there have been, but they have recently taken them out.
Well, they have. Okay, because I know in the past they've been there.
Yes, and people wondered why. It's because aspartame is an adjuvant. And also, you know, you like the movie Sweet Remedy. If you remember, in Sweet Remedy, they interviewed the ADD people, and they said that they didn't even use the terms ADD and ADHD prior to the time that aspartame was approved. And it was the ADD people that did the program in Wisconsin, looking for the very, very worst school, the one that had the dropouts, behavioral problems, learning problems, and they took out all the vending machines, all the aspartame, all the Diet Coke, and they put in natural ovens, and it became known as the miracle in Wisconsin, because at the end of the program, and taking out all these terrible things, there were no more learning problems. There were no more behavioral problems. There were no more dropouts. So it is what you're eating. And so if you're eating something that's an excito-neurotoxic, carcinogenic, genetically engineered drug and adjuvant, you can expect these things. And you're right. It's devastating families. The woman with three autistic children said that she and her husband worked two jobs to set up a trust so that when they're gone, there's somebody to take care of these children. So the whole family is devastating. It has destroyed the whole family.
And of course, Dr. Blaylock has a DVD we actually carry. It's called Nutrition and Behavior, pointing out the relationship between a proper diet and behavior. He pointed out, of course, that it would affect criminal activity in the prisons where they've had people on adequate diets. Why? Because the incidents that of violent behavior among prisoners and even of coming back to prison went down tremendously. So this was carefully documented, and what did they do? Why, after finding that it worked, altering the diet, then they went back to the old diet that facilitated criminality. After all, if you didn't have criminals, how could you have prisons? And that's where they were doing the study. He also found that you could influence schizophrenia. And if you could get these people onto proper diets, the schizophrenia went away. Put them back on the bad diet, why, it came back again. Same thing is true with so many things. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, aspartame plays a large part in the devastating effects upon the people. How long has they taken the aspartame out of vaccines? I know it was in vaccines in the past. How do you have any idea how the...
I only found that out about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't feel so bad because I didn't know that. But
it was just that somebody was checking on it, and they were looking at, you know, the paperwork on it, and it used to be in cholera, it used to be in typhoid, and whether it's in there or not, I don't know, but it's off the printed sheet.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
In the police station, what was she doing?
She was
drinking a Diet Coke. She was on Haldol, and because she drowned her five children, she said, "I don't know why I did it." Well, I suspect because her brain wasn't functioning. She was under the influence of aspartame, which, of course, alters brain function. Well, before we go on, our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Betty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But, Betty, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your material, because your websites are great. I mean, they're well-organized. There's several of them. All the information you ever need to know about this. And then you've got, every time you go to the grocery store, start talking to the people you pass in the aisles there about the danger of aspartame and about population control and about the danger of all these other foods, because all the prepared food there in the grocery store has chemicals in there which are toxic and are a part, many of them are put into the food intentionally because they are part of the covert population control agenda. They're poisoning our people, ladies and gentlemen. It's not simply by accident the male sperm count has dropped 50%, not only here, but all throughout the world in the so-called civilized societies. But are they really civilized? Betty, how can people get to your material?
Well, first of all, my website is mpwhi.com. You can't remember it. It stands for Mission Possible World Health International.
Mission Possible World Health International. Okay.
It's long, so we use just the initials, mpwhi.com. And then we have doorway.com, doorway.com as well. And or you can also email me at bettym19@mindspring.com. And I'll send you the aspartame resource guide, because this is something that you can send around to a lot of people and warn them. It's got the history of aspartame and how Donald Rumsfeld got it marketed. And also, there's a new article that I put out today called Aspartame Causes Viagra and a Fertility Nightmare, and I can send that to you. The Aspartame Resource Guide has the warning flyer on it and a lot of information on diabetes, what other bad sweeteners show, and also has information on just like sugar, which is a safe sweetener that Dr. Blaylock says is the only safe sweetener on the market. So all that information is available. All you have to do is email me or go to the website, and you'll find everything that you need and information if you're a victim for your physician or to send to friends who are using the product.
All right, Vida. And you just get a little bag of just like sugar and then have that on hand? Is that what you use?
Yes, that's what we use. And it's you can get it in Whole Foods, and now they're making hot chocolate, and finally, they're making gum that's safe. There's no additives in just like sugar. It's got chicory in it, which you know has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, and it's got vitamin C from organic oranges and calcium and orange peel. And that's all. It's no additives whatsoever. So they have little packets, or you can get a canister of it. And they're making drinks now and different products that for school systems. So they'll get all the Diet Coke out and use something healthful for the children.
Sounds like a great idea. Well, we'll try to do some programs on that as well. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Betty, don't hesitate to call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, basically, of course, this product produces pathological obesity. It predisposes to diabetes. It actually inhibits pregnancy, both male and female fertility. It influences the mind, autism, hyperactivity disorders. It produces tumors, and it's known to create cancers, isn't it?
All kinds of cancers. I mean, it's a multipotential carcinogen, as Dr. Siffredi said, and he got an award that they've only given twice, I think, in history. I was at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York when he got it for it, but it caused all kinds of cancers. In original studies, I mean, the Brussels report showed how they filtered out the cancers, adenocarcinoma. It caused brain tumors, uterine, ovarian, testicular, and testicular tumors are going through the roof these days, and thyroid, pancreatic tumors. They ought to call it tumor often instead of aspartame.
Well, but basically, it does it have a specific influence as far as childhood tumors? Because that was one of the devastating things. You know, nothing worse than children having brain tumors. Of course, there's an explosion in childhood brain tumors since we started using aspartame. But they knew this as far as their animal studies, didn't they, that this produced brain tumors in animals?
Oh, absolutely, and that's why the FDA actually revoked the petition for approval, and we have that on the website. And it said that they said first of all that aspartame couldn't be proven safe and that it caused these brain tumors. And so often, because they refuse to put a warning for pregnancy on there, so many children are born with these brain tumors. It caused astrocytomas, and a four-stage astrocytoma is a glioblastoma, and so many people are getting them, and when they become a glioblastoma, they are highly malignant. And I know Ed Johnson in Sweet Misery had a pituitary tumor, and it caused pituitary tumors in original studies. And it's tragic that children are getting these. They knew it caused birth defects. And, you know, you go into a restaurant, you'll see a a sign that'll tell you. There was one right up the street from us. It's pregnant women do not use alcohol. And what is there in aspartame but the wood alcohol? And then the phenylalanine causes the mental retardation. And Dr. Louis Elsis, he'd been at Emory University for 25 years. At the time, he was a pediatric professor and geneticist. And he mentioned, we have it on web. He said for 25 years, you know, he was trying to prevent birth defects, and now they've got a product that causes them. And, of course, if you read Dr. John Oney's testimony to the Board of Inquiry, that's also on a banner on the web, on the website. You know, he says birth defects are a given, and he says combined with MSG, you know, it's just completely compounded. And this is why he tried to prevent the approval of it. He had done tests, for instance, on aspartic acid and found out it caused holes in the brains of mice, and he knew what it would do, you know, to babies and their brains not completely developed. And it just has caused all types of birth defects. Tourette's, that's in Dr. Roberts' medical text.
And, of course, basically, it's what is happening is they're pregnant women, oh, we don't want to put weight on, you drink Diet Coke, knowing full well, of course, that this is going to damage the child. But the same thing, they give them the influenza shots with the mercury in it. They know what it's doing, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that the pregnant woman believes her doctor because her doctor doesn't know. Because there's an organized effort for the to conceal the truth. Doctors required here in California, where I was practiced for many years and where I still maintain a license, you have to go to a meeting once a week and get a certain number of hours in at these meetings. And these meetings are designed not to reveal but to conceal the truth from the doctors Matters of real influence are just not brought up. Why would you want to give these products to pregnant women when they will do the most damage to the unborn child? Why? Because they will do the most damage to the unborn child. Basically, we had a substitute teacher on, I think it was last night, pointing out that where he teaches, he has a lot of immigrant children. Children coming in from Mexico. How bright and intelligent these kids are. I mean, they're bilingual, they speak Spanish, they speak English. How bright they are. But I will tell you that an awful lot of our indigenous children raised here all of their lives are not bright. In fact, so often if you compare the children raised in this country when they graduate from high school and they're tested in comparison with children from Lithuania and Latvia, we can't even hold a candle to them. Well, let's go to Donna from New Orleans. People say, oh, well, it's the educational system, lack of discipline. Oh, in part, but I suspect it's part the damage that they've intentionally done to their brains. They've targeted the children, ladies and gentlemen. They've targeted the children. Hi, Donna from New Orleans. How are you doing?
Yes, please, Betty, what are the sweet remedies besides not eating the stuff?
I'm sorry, what is that now specifically?
What are the sweet remedies for not eating that, you know?
Are you talking about detoxification?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, how can you, certainly, what you have to understand is that Diet Coke, so many of these products are addicting, and you get on the aspartame high, you don't want to give it up. But it's an excellent question. How do you get off of this, Betty, this addicting substance?
We have an aspartame information list, and we help you because people go through some pretty terrible withdrawal symptoms, and it is difficult. I know Dr. Roberts says you just have to take day after day. Dr. Blaylock has written a paper telling you what to avoid, what to take, what supplements to use. Dr. Caldwell has a detox. Everything's on our resource guide that tells you what to do. The only thing that we can't get out of your system is the formaldehyde because it's embalming fluid.
But there are detox systems like Dr. Caldwell's developed that cleans up your system otherwise, and people seem to feel better once they, you know, they get off of it, they detox. They don't feel very good while they're going through it, but they usually go through withdrawal about 2 weeks. If you can get through that worst part, you begin feeling better every single day, and many of these terrible symptoms that they have, headaches every day and joint pain and all these things, begin to disappear. Usually the first thing that disappears is brain fog, and people are able to think again because it causes confusion, and it also affects your eyesight because of the free methyl alcohol in it. But we have all this on the Aspartame Resource Guide that I said all you have to do is email me at biddym19@manspring.com, and it'll tell you how to subscribe, or you can go to the website and subscribe to it. Then you get all my emails, you can ask questions every day, and we help you. We help you through it.
Okay, that's BettyM19@mindspring.org or com?
At mindspring.com.
Mindspring.com. Okay, Donna, thank you so much for calling. And basically our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is an addicting substance. Oh, we're so worried about this and the marijuana. And, yeah, marijuana is bad for you. It has a tendency to be addicting. But so does aspartame. The only thing is we're encouraging aspartame. And, of course, we're discouraging the marijuana. I think that we just should discourage both of them. But, of course, we should. We should let people understand that they're being poisoned. They're poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. Now, I think it's important that people understand who Dr. Olney was. Betty mentioned Dr. Olney. He was a researcher who, back in the 1960s, did all these studies on with aspartame and realized how toxic it was. And because he told the FDA, they fought for almost 20 years, at least 15 years, to keep aspartame out of the food chain. It wasn't until Sidney Donald Rumsfeld was on the transition team when Ronald Reagan became president. This was 1980, when, of course, they were able to get Donald Rumsfeld employed into the FDA in what a key position, and he got the FDA relinquish or turn back the rules and regulations that banned aspartame. He got his people into key positions there, and they've been there ever since then, and of course they've done everything they could to continue this program that Donald Rumsfeld knew back in 1980 would poison the American people, and they've done a great job with that.
Did you know he was confronted just recently about the aspartame issue? They made a video of it, and I think it's on our website. I think it has been posted now. And the man had someone with a video camera following him, and he had some other choice words for Rumsfeld. But when he got to the aspartame issue, you know, Rumsfeld, he looked like he didn't know what to say. He said, oh, conspiracy theory. But he knows what he did. He knows what he did.
He's killed millions of children. Donald Rumsfeld's killed millions of children, but they know these are evil and wicked people. I mean, he's instrumental in getting, he's part of the Project for the New American Century, in here, very largely responsible for the unnecessary war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and all the civilians have died there for absolutely no reason at all.
He went into that, too. Yeah. So they made him leave. But they got it all on video camera, so you can watch it on our website. It's also on Rinse.com.
Well, basically, what did Donald Rumsfeld say about the war? Did he say anything about the war?
Oh, he was really trying to get out of it, you know, that freedom is at some risk. But you could tell that he didn't like being confronted about it.
Well, he was a very evil person, but then he and Dick Cheney had been friends for many years. Paul Wolfowitz, the whole gang of them there in the Project for the New American Century. If you've never actually read on the Project for the New American Century, you should, or go to their website, newamericancentury.org. newamericancentury.org. They're working with the leaders of the Christian community, of the Catholic community, of the Jewish community. They covered all their bases. They wanted to mobilize the good people to help them in their program, to take us from war to war, to destroy as many lives as possible. Well, Patty, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, you know, the one thing I'd like to say is people need to get involved.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
In 1983 is when aspartame was approved in carbonated drinks, and when everybody started using all this soda, and that's when it became epidemic. And we see it all the time with aspartame patients. They get off of it, and the chronic fatigue disappears.
Really? I mean, is this a fairly consistent finding?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, God bless you, Betty, for everything you're doing. We're really looking forward to having you out here for our conference on October 23rd. And I hope if you're in the listening audience across America, listen to this program, you're going to want to be coming, because we're going to do something different this time. We're going to give all of our speakers at least an hour and a half so they can really develop their ideas. And then, of course, there'll be time at the in between where you can talk to our speakers. And then, of course, we're going to have a panel at the end of the day. So rather than having a whole flock of speakers that, of course, you know, are not going to be able to develop their ideas, the speakers we're going to have are outstanding, and they are going to really be able to get their material out so you will know all aspects of this. I think it's an exciting idea, and we hope that you'll want to be at the Radio Liberty Conference October 23rd here in the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and God willing, why we'll it'll be a great program again this year. Betty Martini, thanks very much for being with us.
And thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless, as always. Bye-bye. Well, that was Betty Martini, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Betty. I always learn something from her. And so if you would like to, we have several DVDs on the subject. One is called Sweet Misery. The other is called A Sweet Remedy. If you're only going to get one, get the one on Sweet Remedy. We have a four-tape set. I think we probably have at least one, maybe two four-tape sets on aspartame. And today we have Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And that goes into the whole background of MSG and aspartame. You need to get this information. You need to be able to articulate this information. And you need to be helping us to get the word out and helping Betty to get the word out. Just talk of a strike up a conversation with somebody you don't know about the dangers and how they intentionally are killing off people. Now, if you want to get information on the population control agenda, go to the website, the internet, and simply look up the population control agenda. That's all you have to do. Type that in. And then my name or Radio Liberty or just the population control agenda, you can pull it down. Copy it and circulate it. Or you can go to my website and get it and copy it and circulate it. Or you can certainly, if you get into the items from us, why, of course, just ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our web page is RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 9 hours a day, and you can listen to them on iPod and MP3 and archived. And if you have a phone with unlimited minutes, you can listen all day long to the afternoon program. And then you can watch our DVDs, and you can read our newsletters. And we have all sorts of sites there that are important, and we hope you'll go to RadioLiberty.com. If you're in a position to help us financially, why, we'd love to hear from you. We have to maintain over 60 outlets every week. It's an expensive proposition. But people are hearing the truth. More and more people are learning. So if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you into the family. And if not, then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and protection. Pray for America, pray for our leaders, pray for revival. And we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views for the next hour. They're going to be the views of Steve Frank, who writes a daily email, well, actually about three daily emails on called California Politics, going into what's really going on here in the state of California, the eighth largest economy in the entire world. We used to be the sixth largest, but then we elected Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now we're the eighth largest economy in the world. But be that as it may, if we were an independent country, California were a country, we would have the eighth largest economy. However, the way things are going, we'd probably be up to ninth or maybe tenth before long. But what you're seeing, of course, is a strange phenomenon. In the past, of course, the states could always depend on large influx of funds from the federal government, and we lived in pretty much of utopia. We had prosperity here, Sydney. Companies could get all sorts of money under one guise or another. We have, Sydney, all sorts of pension funds for state employees. I mean, we've got some of the finest pension funds that money could buy. We've got so many, I think I said 9,000 state employees whose pension is over $100,000. These are government employees. Pension is over $100,000 a year. Some of them retired at 50, age 50. They'll get that until they die at 80 or 90 years of age. And every year, the number of people are suddenly retiring on over $100,000 a year increases. It keeps going up and up because more and more people are retiring every year. The trouble is that the retirement funds have lost a lot of money. In fact, CalPERS, the teachers union here, has lost a phenomenal amount of money in all sorts of gimmicks. Oh, they were going to get a lot more money by investing in risky ventures, and they invested in the risky ventures, and the risky ventures that turned out to be disastrous ventures. So, certainly most of our pension funds here are underfunded. So, with increasing number of people retiring and retiring early, and massive demands on those funds, they're not going to be there. Well, of course, in the past we could always go to the federal government to get the money, but federal government doesn't have the money, and now, of course, the state government doesn't have the money. What's going to happen, Steve?
Well, I think that the state of California is in such deep trouble that we will not be able to pay our bills, that the pension systems, the state teachers' retirement system is already insolvent, and it takes $644 million just this year alone to keep the paychecks going to the education retirees. The CalPERS system, they just lost in two real estate deals, one with Newhall Land and Farm up in the Santa Clarita Valley, and the other with a New York deal. Between the two deals, CalPERS lost $1 billion worth of equity. So we have just real trouble. Plus, the UC system has a $21 billion unfunded liability in this pension system. And one of the reasons that student tuition is going up is to help pay for that unfunded liability. The students who can't afford textbooks are actually paying for the retirement of teachers who are earning, as you put it, over $100,000.
Right. Well, no, this isn't, I mean, a lot of the teachers aren't getting these fabulous salaries, but some of them are. The way the system was set up, it was set up so that they could take all the retirement pay and their, and they would just put it the last year, and then they would get paid on what they made the last year. You're right ahead, Steve. And what was this? Wasn't there some big deal down? It was in Arizona or Texas or somewhere in there that they were in on this big housing development of 400,000 homes or something, and they put in hundreds of millions of dollars and they got back 8 cents on the dollar. What was that all about?
Well, it's just another bad investment by CalPERS. As you know, there's a series of investigations going on now that the advisors to CalPERS, the people who put them into these real estate plans and other business investments, we're actually double-dipping, taking money from both ends of the deal, and the vetting of those deals were just based on how much commission they could make rather than on the validity of the deal and how it would help increase the assets and equity of the pension system. So now we're paying, we have the Texas deal you spoke about, we have the one in the Santa Clarita Valley, we have the New York apartment one, we have a whole series of affordable housing deals, and one of the most interesting things about CalPERS is that almost all of these bad real estate investments were involved in some form of affordable housing. In other words, CalPERS didn't care about the return on investment. What they cared about is creating low-cost housing. And this is what happens when you don't care, when you have a fiduciary responsibility to maximize assets, and instead you try to have what they call social justice. Well, there is no social justice when the taxpayers have to bail out the system, the pension system.
And, of course, basically, when you have a pension system, it's like insurance companies. They're supposed to have very conservative investments, not speculative investments, not trying to make big killings, and especially not paying large commissions to the people who pay you to get you into risky investments. And but they were a lot of incest there, it looks to me, from everything I can see. And these people are really ripping off the system, but why not do it? Everybody else is doing it.
Well, yeah, but the worst part is they were investing billions of dollars, most of which are now lost, in so-called social justice investments to help the poor, to create jobs for unions, to deal with social issues rather than investing the money so that retirees can be assured there's money at the end of the road.
And so the retirees are going to end up losing out. The citizens of the state are going to end up losing out. And, of course, some of these people will be left, I fear, destitute at their old age. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're just talking to Steve about the state of the pension funds here in California that have simply been raped and ravaged by the people running them. Part of this was, of course, they wanted to use the pension funds for social equity and to help certainly the downtrodden. So they made a lot of investments that were not fiscally sound. The responsibility of the people who control the pension funds is to invest the money properly. And if you don't, you should go to prison, because actually you are betraying. These are financial trusts. In the old days, if you ran a bank and the bank got into problems, why, the man who ran the bank had to pay out or go to prison. And I think they should do that, certainly with the pension funds. But since a lot of these are tied into the establishment and the Democrat Party, I doubt very much that anybody's going to go to prison for the obvious crimes and from personally, but a lot of these people were actually making money as well as whatever social or socialist schemes they have. Wasn't some of these people, as you mentioned, making a lot of money by simply kickbacks?
Well, kickbacks is a harsh word, Dr. Stan. Let's say they were taking money from both ends of the deal and not telling anybody they were doing that. The district attorneys and attorney generals are calling those kickbacks, and there's at least a few people who have been indicted for those kickbacks. But we'll see what's happened. Now, while we're talking about all these terrible things going on with the pension system, I must admit to you that we haven't seen the worst of it yet. As you may know, there's a major investigation going on right now of Goldman Sachs, the famous Wall Street firm that has been a front for the Democrat Party for years, and several of its leaders have become Secretary of the Treasury under Democrats. Now, Goldman Sachs is being investigated for fraud involving the securitization of mortgages. In other words, they bought illegal mortgages, then sold them off to pension funds, like CalPERS. And so we haven't even seen the losses yet from the Goldman Sachs and other Wall Street firms' securitization of mortgages. And that's going to be an even bigger hit than we've already taken.
Well, don't forget that Henry Paulson, you know, the Secretary of the Treasury, he was Secretary of the Treasury under the Bush administration.
Right.
So it's not just the Democrats, they're both corrupt. They're both, leaders of both political parties are rotten to the core. Anyway, because we've got real problems, but now here in California, you were simply pointing out that in, I think it's in San Diego, where, of course, they have this massive, great big football stadium. Why, the fellow who runs the football stadium said that the best thing that could happen as far as a football stadium would be if they canceled football for this year, because the city would actually save money if they didn't have a football season. You would think they would make money. I mean, the city has built this this massive, I don't know, city or county, has built this massive football stadium down there. Why would they save money if we didn't have a football season?
Well, if they do have a football season, that means they have to hire people, do a lot of work, and they would lose $3 million. If they don't have a football season, they don't have to hire people, and they would only lose $1 million. So by not having a football season, they will save $2 million.
No, I thought they were thinking of building a new football stadium.
Oh, that's a different part of the story. They're also, well, let me backtrack on this. Years ago, a billionaire by the name of Alex Spanos decided he wanted to have a, and he's from the Stockton area, he wanted to have a football team, so he bought himself the San Diego Chargers. And he went to the city and said, you know what, I'm going to move the San Diego Chargers unless you give me a new football stadium. So the city fathers created a bond of indebtedness, I think, of about $400 million and gave Mr. Spanos a football stadium to play in. And with a very sweetheart deal to rent the stadium from the city. Now, the city's responsible for running the stadium, and Spanos, again, if they have a football season, will cause the city to lose $3 million. Without a season, they'll only lose $1 million. But last year, Spanos said, you know what, I don't like this football stadium. Get me a new one. And if you don't get me a new one, I will move to Los Angeles. I will move to Anaheim. I will move elsewhere unless you get me a stadium. Well, the situation in San Diego, the fiscal situation is so bad, they could not give the guy another $500 million for a new stadium. So the Chargers may actually leave the town, and then the city will have a stadium that has no tenants and has several $1 million a year in interest charges on the bonds that they won't be able to pay for, since they won't have any tenants paying rent.
But you not only have to pay the interest on that, whatever it cost them to build the stadium, $400 million, you have to pay the principal back, too. How much is that stadium costing them a year for interest and principal? Do we have any idea?
No, I'm personally not sure of it. I just know on the operation end, it's a $3 million deal that they will lose if they run the season. And that's bad enough. I don't know what they lose on the bond. And they had hopes of rolling the bond over, plus another $500 million to build a new studio, stadium. The problem is there's no money for that, and there's no guarantee that the football team will actually stay.
Well, now, basically, doesn't San Diego, as a city, having, or at least as a county, have real financial problems today?
If I remember right, the city of San Diego has a $67 million deficit, which is higher than last year's. They are cutting firefighters, they are cutting libraries, they're cutting parks, they're cutting police officers. They are cutting everything they can. They're not filling all the potholes in town, but they do have the money to pay for the bonds for the stadium. Yes, they do have tremendous fiscal problems, and that doesn't even count their unfunded liability for their pension system. That's several $1 billion, and there was corruption in that, which the courts have ruled the corruption was okay. And so now they're stuck with a corrupt pension system, and they are forced to pay on that. So there's just no money in San Diego.
And I think people have to understand that what we're seeing here in California is a microcosm of what's happening all across the country. Basically, all of our cities or counties, or most of them, are bankrupt. They're not getting enough money in to maintain basic services. Now, they'll get through this year and next year, but what about the coming of 4 to 6 to 10 years? And of course, basically, this is exactly the sort of thing that happens when you want to destroy a nation. You destroy it with debt. This is what they've done in Sydney and in Zimbabwe. Of course, there they destroyed. They were able to handle the debt for a number of years. We remember the United States State Department brought Mugabe to power in 1980, intentionally and purposely, knowing he was a Marxist thug. We've kept him in power. We've provided the funds in the name, of course, humanitarian aid, because who could be against humanitarian aid as he's raped and pillaged and killed? He's killed tens of thousands of people there in Zimbabwe with the full help and support of the American State Department. No trial, no call for a trial of Mugabe at The Hague, you know, for criminal activity or slaughtering 15,000 people in a competing tribe when he got to power, for the fact that almost half of the population has fled the country and political opponents are regularly tortured and killed. But this is, of course, is the American State Department, your tax dollars at work. But they were able, of course, to handle this with printing money. San Diego can't print money. All they can do is simply have massive debt. What do you do when you have massive debt? Well, you got to cut back on services. First of all, the libraries, and then, of course, the public employees, and then the police and the fire department. But eventually, Stephen, eventually the whole system of government breaks down, doesn't it, if you don't have the money, sufficient money, actually, to pay your public employees?
Well, let me give you the dirty old secret of Sacramento. You and I on this show have spoken before about the $40 billion deficit of the state of California. And I go into how, where the $40 billion comes from. Not a dime of that $40 billion deficit includes the $10 billion that the Unemployment Insurance Fund is underfunded and is borrowing all of that money from the federal government. And that deficit in 2 years is going up to $12 billion for the unemployment insurance. Every aspect of government in California is under siege from deficits. And the only way we keep the budget deficit for the unemployment insurance at the $12 billion mark is having the feds loan us another $869 million. Now, here's the kicker. In September, which is what, 3-4 months from now, we are, as a state, have to do one of two things. We either have to pay back the full $10 or almost $11 billion that the feds have loaned us, or have to pay close to $500 million in interest. Well, since the state of California didn't even budget a dime for that interest, where are we going to get that money from? That's another $500 million of deficit that no one even thinks about.
And how long can the federal government, which doesn't have any money, is having to borrow at least $4 and $5 billion a day? How long is the federal government going to be able to continue borrowing money to lend to California to keep the unemployment checks flowing?
As long as the Chinese allow us.
But what happens when the Chinese start to just not buying American T-bills? In fact, what happens if the Chinese were to begin to sell T-bills?
Well, I'm of the belief that they're just about at that point of stopping the loaning of any further funds to the United States.
And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this would be almost like a military attack on America, on our financial markets. Go right ahead, Stephen, because I think they're in.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity.
There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
We sell products all over the world through that store. And Sydney, now we do not charge sales tax throughout the world and in other states. In California, by law, why, of course, Amazon is supposed to actually charge in California, we have to pay a sales tax on every sale we make in California legally, and we do that. And whether it's through Amazon or whether it's through other things we sell in California, we pay the sales tax. We do this voluntarily. We lose money on all of the products that are sold through Amazon because they set the price on the product. So we probably may make a little, maybe 10, 15, 20% after we finish paying the 9% sales tax. But it evens out, and the government, the state of California, makes a fair amount of money off of our sales here in California. What they're going to do is force Amazon to close down our Amazon store. We will no longer be selling throughout the world. We will no longer be selling here in California and collecting tax and paying to the state of California. So because some people are not paying and collecting the tax and paying it, why, of course, they're going to destroy all of the California Amazon stores, and it will decrease the amount of tax they're getting. And that's really what it's all about, Stephen. And it would appear that nobody, other than a few Republicans up there in Sacramento, understand this is going to decrease the income for the state, not increase it.
Well, you would think that the Democrats are economic illiterate by their policies and their actions. They are doing everything they can to kill jobs, such as using AB 32. They're doing everything they can to create uncertainty, the Democrats demanding higher taxes. They're doing everything they can by having regulations, like the taxing of sales on the Internet, that will harm California companies. people will stop selling here in California. They won't be able to sell. And other states, like Texas, will be able to get these stores to open up in their state. There's nothing that stops you, Dr. Stan, from opening up your store in Texas, get a P.O. box there, create the illusion that you're in Texas, and you won't have to pay the tax. And you can still sell worldwide, which is why in the last 10 years, I'm sorry, in the last 4 years, the state of Texas has gained over 1 million new jobs, while the state of California has lost 987,000 jobs. Texas understands business. California hates business.
Well, this is only going to decrease the amount of money that they're actually taking in, and this, I mean, it's going to hurt the bottom line even more. And of course, that, and of course, what is it, AB 32, which is the carbon cap at tax, you know, and it's going to actually decrease carbon emissions. It's going to really destroy so many of the industries that are here in California. They're simply going to pick up and move out, aren't they?
Well, of course, and they're already moving out. That's why Texas has gained so many California companies. The state of Georgia has a major effort to get California companies to move to Georgia. Texas doesn't even have to have the effort. Every time Governor Brown speaks, another company calls the governor's office in Texas. What do we have to do to move? And they want jobs in Texas. We obviously do not want jobs in California.
Well, it's really a tragic, tragic, tragic situation. So basically, we've lost, how many jobs have we lost here in the last couple of years? Do we have any idea? You say a million manufacturing jobs?
Well, in the last 4 years, we have lost 987,000 jobs in the state of California from all industries. And though we are a state of 37.5-38 million people, losing almost a million jobs is a major loss. The other thing of interest is that this year, by September, we may lose another 100,000 jobs, but this time those jobs will be in government. Government is finally at the point where they can no longer do anything but cut jobs.
Well, now, what's happening out in the valley? The people in the Central Valley are beginning to get water so they can open up their farms again. I mean, there's so many of the trees, the fruit trees, the almond trees, the walnut trees. They're all dead because they cut the water off to them. What are they going to do now? Are they going to try? Are they going to open up the water spigots for the time being? And well, then what about certainly when they tear out the dams on the Klamath River up there? My understanding is they're going to tear down 3 dams, and that will just wipe out another large agricultural area up along the California-Oregon border. We'll be back in a moment with Steve Frank. Steve, you go right ahead.
Well, the problem that we have now is that the people in Sacramento are so far out of control. I think I may have mentioned before that there's a bill going through the legislature. It looks like it's going to pass. That will mandate hotels and motels only use fitted sheets instead of straight sheets. A ninny state, as you can imagine, telling hotels what type of sheets they're allowed to use on hotel beds. That's silly. There is a school in Huntington Beach High School, that next week is celebrating, and I use that word in quotes, celebrating social injustice. And the whole week is geared to telling the students about social injustice. kids who need to have, and it's the last week of school, you would think they would still be trying to educate them. Instead, Huntington Beach High School is going to indoctrinate and propagandize these kids into being Obamaites. The idea of social justice is that capitalism is bad, white people are bad, society is bad, and only government is good, and you're too stupid to run your own life, therefore you have to allow government to run it. That's what social justice is about. And that's what they're going to teach the kids for the last week of school at Huntington Beach High School down in Orange County. So in every aspect of our lives, we are in deep trouble here in California, whether it's the pension system, the deficits, the taxes that Governor Brown still wants, the social justice movement that is really taking hold in every aspect of government around the state, from schools to city councils. California is truly in deep trouble, and at the same time, the governor has decided to move forward with the $200 billion choo-choo train that Arnold wanted, the high-speed train to nowhere, and now they're talking about changing it from being built in the Central Valley to begin with, from Bourne to Corcoran. Instead, now they want to build it on the 5 freeway, up the 5 freeway, up the Central Valley, and the federal government has said no.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Stephen Frank. We're talking about what's going on in California, and basically, of course, they're passing all the stupid legislation up in California, up in Sacramento. They're going to simply close down our Amazon store and 10,000 other Amazon stores here in the state of California. Why? Well, we're going to get more money. No, you're not going to get any more money, because we're not going to be paying. Right now, we're paying the state sales tax. And the people who are honest are paying the state sales tax. And the fact that some people aren't paying it, go after them, but don't go after Amazon. They're going after Amazon rather than, do what they ought to do and try the people who are not paying their taxes and go after them individually. So they're going to destroy us because they don't want to go to the trouble of going after the people who are not paying their taxes. They're going after the big, wicked corporation that's been very, very successful. And then, of course, Amazon's going to say, sayonara. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. You got a question for Stephen. Stephen, I want to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can subscribe to your daily emails, because the price is right, it's free, and I look forward to getting it, not once, but several times a day. I don't know how you can possibly get all that information out, but how can people get in touch with you and get your emails?
All they have to do is go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, click in the upper right-hand corner of the website. There is a subscription icon. Click on that, fill out the form, click on when you finish it, and the next day you will start getting the California Political News and Views.
All right, fine, because the thing is that Steve is saying that they're going to have to lay off, what, about 100,000 state employees? But where are they going to get their jobs? Certainly, the jobs are leaving the state. Are they going to really lay off that many state employees?
Well, not state employees. It's state employees, county employees, school employees, government employees at every level of government throughout California. When you add up all of those who are going to lose their jobs at this moment, it looks like about 100,000. And that is after the private sector has lost 1 million jobs. Finally, the government sector is going to lose jobs. Now, when I say they're going to lose 100,000 jobs, hopefully it will be real jobs, but the governor announced that he's going to get rid of 400 positions in the State Department of Corrections. And to most people who read that headline, that means 400 people are going to lose their job. Well, that's not true exactly. There are two-thirds of those 400 positions that no one currently holds the position. Those are ghost positions, so he's going to eliminate something that doesn't exist in the first place and then claim he cut jobs. And government at all levels, from school districts to Fresno State University, is claiming they're going to cut 96 professors. That sounds like a lot of professors. In reality, they're only cutting 5. All the others are positions that are not filled. So only 5 professors who currently work will be gone, but they're rating that as losing 96 professors. And that's how government lies to the public. It makes up stories. It creates categories that in the real world you just laugh at.
Well, my wife just called in and wanted to know about this new use tax form here in California. It requires that if you purchase anything from a catalog, you know, from a firm that's in another state, why you're somehow going to have to fill out that form and pay a sales tax here. You know, basically already, we estimate, because it is the law, and because we have to be like Caesar's wife, and my wife is compulsive about that, and basically we do pay a sales tax on things we buy by mail order from other states. That's the law. We do it. Most people don't do it. But now they have a new use tax form. Require any time you purchase something from a catalog, you're going to have to pay a sales tax to the state. I mean, how much trouble is that going to be every time? It's the one thing at the end of the year why we come up and we figure maybe we owe $300 or $400, we pay it. We estimate as close as we can. But a use tax every time, the form every time you buy anything from a catalog, who's going to want to buy from a catalog?
And that will kill catalog sales. Government knows how to kill jobs and revenues, and that's just another way. What they've done is they're going to make people scuff laws. People are just going to just take that piece of paper and throw it away. They're going to say, you know, come after me. Why should I pay a tax I don't believe in? And what the government is doing is creating anarchy by having laws they can't enforce.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464, I get a little bit more information from Barbara, who's listening to the program. But if you have a question or comment, so basically, they're talking about doing away with close to 100,000 jobs here in California. But basically, a lot of these are just jobs that are not filled at the present time?
I would suspect at least one-third of the jobs that they're going to claim are gone are ghost jobs, jobs that never had people in them. Government likes to create these jobs so when they have cuts, they can claim the cuts and in that way not have any real cuts. And protect their people. They still run the deficit, but in some cases, the agencies actually get the money for these employees that don't exist, and then the agencies spend the money on a slush fund, spend it the way they want to, not the way it was agendized to be spent.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Barbara says that you fill the form out at the end of the year. This is apparently what we've done in the past. I don't know how we filled the form out, but let's talk to Barbara. And she's the brains of our operation anyway. Hi, Barbara. We want to comment on this form?
How smart I am to do this. No, but apparently they do now have a new use tax form that you used to be able to file it just with your income tax. Now they have a new form that you have to file individually, and it's due by the end of January each year.
Well,
you have to list
everything we bought,
what you purchased, what it cost you, and add that up, and then you multiply that by the amount of the tax that is owed for your city, county, whatever.
Well, basically, Chris, that means you have to keep a separate record of everything you buy from a catalog, everything you would buy online, and then, of course, you have to fill out this form. Since we buy a fair amount online, that's going to be an awful lot of that's going to be a pretty long form, isn't it?
Yes, it can be.
I wonder how. Have they really got to go over all of those things? They're going to have somebody up there in Sacramento go over every one of those forms?
Yes, they do have somebody up there in Sacramento, and I have spoken with her, and they are, and actually some people are filling out the forms, but I have talked to or heard a lot of people say, I'm not going to fill those forms out, and personally, I myself will probably cut back on what I buy from catalogs myself because it's just going to cause more work that I don't need to do.
Amen to that. Okay, fine.
One other issue that you haven't spoken about, that there are some catalogs that you buy from that charge you local and state taxes from the state that from which they're selling, which means you not only pay that state tax, but you also will be forced to pay California tax.
You have, I think, don't you have to make up the difference between what they charge and what, what you would owe if you bought it here?
Well, the problem with that is that there's no way to truly audit that unless they went through your checkbook and your credit card reports. There's no way for them to know what you bought, when you bought it, unless the catalog companies give the state that information. Now, under the law, the only way they can give that is if they're subpoenaed to give that, and I don't know of any subpoena against a catalog company to get tax records. So the whole system is based on trust, and quite frankly, at this point, I know we've never filled out such a form. In fact, I knew that such a form existed, but I quite frankly don't know anybody. You are truly the most honest people I know.
Well, we really are. But my wife is the honest person. Thank God gave her to me to keep me out of trouble.
That list is unbelievable.
Thank you, Barbara. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, they're just making everything so much more difficult that I think they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, really.
Well, I think they are, too, and I think a lot of people are going to say, heavens, I'll just move across the border into Nevada. At least they got some sanity there. Houses are cheaper, and they don't have an estate income tax. Those taxes are way down. I can live just as comfortably across the border as on this side, and if it weren't, of course, that we love where we live, why would you pick up and leave tomorrow? Hey, thanks so much for calling, Barb.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. So we're talking about 100,000 jobs in California. Some of them aren't filled now, but they're not going to be filled. And certainly we're going to start losing, though, the jobs from the state, from the county, from the city and municipal employees. Would that be a fair statement? Now, these are government employees.
Oh, absolutely. That is a fair statement to make, that we are going to wind up in a situation where finally the state is doing what private businesses are doing, downsizing. We're losing a lot of state programs, which isn't bad. No one's even noticed it. And they just have to become more efficient in keeping the programs going. But this is the first time that the state of California is government at all levels is feeling the pinch of the economy. Now, as you know, in the last few days, the economic situation nationally has become more dire. Moody's is now saying they're going to reevaluate the U.S. credit rating. That's a terrible thing for the U.S. The national debt extension is going to occur before the end of June in less than 30 days if Speaker Boehner has his way. And we'll see if they're actually going to cut anything. And quite frankly, the other day, Congress voted on a strict basis of raising the national debt. Only 97 Democrats voted for that. Half of the Democrat caucus wouldn't even vote for an increased national debt without significant cuts. So some Democrats, at least half of them in Congress, have become fiscally responsible. And, of course, the closer you get to an election, the more fiscally responsible Democrats get.
Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But, of course, basically, when these people lose their jobs in California, then they go on unemployment. The trouble is, California doesn't have any money in their unemployment fund, or very little, and certainly they're having to get it from the federal government, borrowing it from the federal government. But how long can the federal government keep lending us money when they have to go out and borrow it? And then what happens when other countries, of course, say, we're not going to lend to the United States unless, of course, we're getting a sufficient interest because they may default on their debt. We want at least 10% interest right now in Greece. Why? It costs 25% a year to borrow money. In other words, if Greece to sell its bonds has to pay 25% interest. What would happen if we were paying 25% interest on a $14 billion deficit, or even maybe just on a $9 trillion deficit? Think of the implications of this whole house of cards, which is going to come tumbling down. It's not a matter of when, if, but when. There's at least my estimation. What do you think, Steve?
Well, there's no doubt now that the whole house of cards is coming down. Europe is collapsing before our eyes. Yes, you talked about Greece, but Spain is possibly in a worse condition. The Brits are in a very bad position. Germany's been trying to bail everybody out. Now they don't have any money. They need their banks need bailouts. Portugal, of course, is collapsing economically. Iceland has collapsed economically. Ireland is in bad trouble, and so financially.
Don't forget Italy.
And no, I apologize. I did forget Italy. And Italy, they're going to have to eat a lot of spaghetti because there's no money for anything else. So Europe is economically collapsing before our very eyes. So we are, and the United States cannot bail them out because we have to borrow money from the Chinese, and the Chinese may not have the money to loan because they have their own problems going. But I have good news for you, Dr. Stan, very good news. The United States government, the Environmental Protection Agency, has just given the Chinese government $1.2 million so the Chinese government can study global warming.
Wow.
And I know that's a subject close to your heart, and but that's how we're spending $1.2 million, giving the Chinese money to study global warming, as if they don't have their own money to spend on such studies. And that's why we're in trouble.
Well, we're giving about $30 billion a year to other countries, and we have to go out and borrow that money. Now, does that really make sense? Why would we borrow $30 billion to give it to other countries? Did you ever stop to think that maybe, just maybe, there are people who want to destroy this country and the soundness of our currency system? There's no better way to destroy a great nation than destroy its monetary stability, and they're doing everything they possibly can, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy the industrial base, the monetary base of this country. When you understand there are people who hate America, and they really want to destroy it, at least in my estimation, because if you look and see what's going on today, none of this really makes sense. The Democrats in Sacramento are not stupid. The Democrats in Washington, D.C. are not stupid. And sooner or later, because they either cut back on spending, or this whole house of cards comes down, or, of course, what they can do is simply keep printing more or more and more money, and simply borrow more and more money, which, of course, the Fed is buying by creating money on its own, and this is highly inflationary. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to borrow it into insolvency? And this is exactly what's happening today, and nobody wants to tell the American people. I believe there are people that love to destroy America, and they're right here. Well, Steve, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I would just like to mention, based on what you just said, President Obama is about to give.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Many decades.
Of course, they'll raise the capital gains tax next year, and of course, people will not sell off their assets because they don't want to put out the money. Now they move to another state where they do not have to pay a capital gains tax and perhaps no state income tax. So anyway, of course, we're in a difficult position here in California. Our guest has been Stephen Frank. Stephen, one more time, how can people get to your website and get your daily email? Incidentally, Jerry, getting much increase in readership?
Oh, yes, yes. The last couple of months I've seen a marked increase in the number of people subscribing. And they can go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, click on the subscription icon on the top right of the website, fill out the form, and they'll start getting the newsletter the very next day.
All right. Well, I hope some of them are listeners, because I think your information is valid. It's invaluable to me. God bless you, Steve, and we'll talk to you sometime real soon.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Stephen Frank from CaliforniaPoliticalNews.com, CaliforniaPoliticalNews.com. Well, this is the time we need to point out that you need to understand what's going on. We have two excellent books by Thomas Wood. One is called Meltdown. That's Meltdown. The other is called Rollback. We recommend them. We actually, of course, carry the Creature from Jekyll Island. we carry William Still's wonderful DVD, The Secret of Oz. The Secret of Oz. Now, Will and I are good friends. We disagree on the solution. We don't disagree on the problem. He thinks that we can have a non-goldback currency, and he doesn't want a goldback currency because the wealthy people own a lot of the gold. I think he's absolutely right, but we have to have an anchor, because I don't think we can trust anybody with the ability to create money out of nothing, because one sooner or later they're going to use it to benefit themselves, and whether it's the politicians, whether it's the bankers. You need an anchor for the monetary system, and that's what gold's about. But the Secret of Oz is an excellent, excellent DVD. It's available from Radio Liberty. One of the things that will really help you talking to people now is to point out the chemtrails. They're spraying us, and, of course, they're, as a result, where we're getting the aluminum toxicity, the health problems, of suddenly...